With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. Surgeon General wants warning labels on social media platforms. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a New York Times opinion piece, Dr. Vivek Murthy writes that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. And he says it's time to require a Surgeon General's warning label on social media platforms, similar to labels on cigarette packages. Murthy says those warnings have changed tobacco behavior and that adding labels to social media platforms would be a step in the right direction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, dangerous heat wave bringing record temps to parts of the Midwest and also into the Northeast as the week goes on. Numerous records likely from Iowa up into Maine. Chicago tourist Dan Levin says his background as a football coach helped him plan for his visit with the kids.
So I'm very familiar with signs of heat stroke and heat illness and heat exhaustion and stuff like that. So earlier today I told our family we were only going to be out at the park for 30 minutes and then we were going to go get water and be inside. So like I make sure that, you know, we know to avoid that kind of stuff.
Officials do say more than 75 million people in the United States were under extreme heat alerts Monday, and it's likely to go even worse as the week progresses. Health experts warn residents to take necessary precautions. Former nurse at an Oregon hospital facing criminal charges that she allegedly harmed nearly four dozen patients by stealing fentanyl and replacing it with non-sterile tap water and intravenous drips. She could face 44 counts of second-degree assault. This is SRN News. San Francisco declares itself a sanctuary city for transgender people.
It's not clear why such individuals need a sanctuary city. They are free to go where they want and do what they want, just like every other American. But the city is now officially, quote, a sanctuary for transgender, non-gender-conforming, non-binary, and two-spirit people. One city councilman says he hopes the resolution, which has no particular force of law, will encourage young people from other parts of the country to come to San Fran for sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has rejected the argument that lawmakers intend to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state when they pass an abortion ban. That ruling is in a case that was filed by more than one dozen Christian, Jewish, and Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion. This is SRN News. A disagreement on how to tamp down organized retail theft in California.
The efforts have largely boiled down to two paths. The first one is a ballot initiative that would create harsher penalties for repeat offenders. The second is a legislative package of bills that would give more tools to law enforcement and retailers to go after professional crime rings. Tensions hit a boiling point as leaders behind both efforts accused one another of misleading voters and being unwilling to work toward a compromise. The two campaigns have until later this month to negotiate. John Scott reporting.
Well, the city of Los Angeles will pay $300,000 to settle a lawsuit it filed against a local journalist and a technology watchdog group last year, that for posting the photos and information of hundreds of undercover cops online. More details at SRNnews.com.